This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Each and every Thursday at this time, we welcome Debbie Bogle from the United Way. I hope you're having a great week and enjoying the sunshine while it lasts. We've got a little rain, a little snow ahead, but how are you this morning?
Doing great. We've, you know, just really been busy with all these great things happening and that we're able to help our community, you know, in new and different ways. So feeling really good about what's happening right now.
All right. Talk to me about this anonymous donation that was made last week. You know, you and I have spent the last couple of weeks talking about your work with the landlords here locally and people who are struggling to pay rent and trying to solve some of those problems and help people out. What happened after we had our conversation last week?
Yeah, so we have a friend that's a donor and was interested in supporting our community in a more intentional way, rather than sprinkle a little bit here and there, you know, every time somebody calls and says, hey, can you help this out? She really wanted to make sure that what she was doing was going to have a major impact on our community, especially at this time. And so she met with myself and the Community Foundation just to, you know, help her figure out what was the best way to invest her dollars back into the community. And we were able to help her make some decisions, you know, on and give her advice on, you know, what the community looks like right now and what are some of those agencies that are struggling and are really going to need some help. So more to come on that, but there's going to be some agencies that receive some funding that's just, you know, going to be great. But one of the things that she was interested in, and this comes from my partnership with the Balance Foundation and our landlord agreement that we've worked on that has turned out just terrific. I mean, it's been such a great project. We're helping so many people through this in a really unique way where you're getting more bang for your buck. And it's not only helping the tenants, but it's helping those landlords as well. And she really liked this idea and wanted to be a part of it. And so she donated on the spot $100,000 to this project. And pretty amazing. I mean, if you think about how many people, how many families can be helped with that, it's pretty incredible.
It is an absolutely amazing story, and I know it's anonymous, and we will respect that, but thank you very much, and you know who you are. You're an amazing human being. That's just a great story, and I know that this particular person has, you know, always been invested in this community and helping others, and that's just fantastic. So kudos to you and being creative and innovative in the ways that you're thinking about helping people on both sides of this issue, and I hope that is a major help to a lot of people in our community. Talk to me a little bit about the United Way of Illinois, and you guys are participating in this equity challenge.
Sure. So I'm on the board for United Way of Illinois, and through the back in the summer when we were part of the Illinois COVID Relief Fund, the fundraiser that the state had, this was all donated dollars to help immediately with COVID relief. We were United Way of Illinois, and individually United Ways were a big part of that, and being able, because we have so many. We cover the entire state, and we know our communities, and we know what the needs are in our each individual communities. So they partnered with us on that, and we were able to really help, and that led to the Healing Illinois grant, which I think there were maybe four or five regions in the state that received funding. United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois was one of those locations that received funding to cover 28 counties. So I've been working with 28 counties to find new ways to bring some of these topics to light in this region. But as part of United Way of Illinois, we wanted to do something that we could do cohesively statewide that would really be an avenue for people to take that is easy, that is doesn't cost anything. It's not time-consuming, but you can still gather information and learn about our friends' neighbors, family in each individual community, because you cannot heal a community if we don't understand the issues and we don't understand the history and the background. And so this is just a great way to be able to do that. It's it starts next week and it goes through Juneteenth. And it's a once-a-week email that has different topics each week. And then it's about a 15-minute-a-week time commitment. And I think it'll be a great project for the entire state to be a part of.
Debbie, thank you. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Debbie Boger from the United Way.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.